we have some major breaking news, and that is that 11 Labs has gotten into the music generation space. Now, if you know me, you know that like AI music generation is like an oddly exciting thing for me. My background somehow has it so that I make, I have like 20 million streams every year for my catalog of music on Spotify and Apple. So I'm like really interested in this from a business making perspective, from a real artist perspective. I've used AI to help make background tracks for real artists, and I've done a whole bunch of interesting things with it. So I'm really excited. 11 Labs is a major player. So whenever we get 11 Labs jumping into anything, I'm of course like insanely excited. The one thing I wanted to mention before we get into this is if you have ever wanted to get a deeper dive on how to actually use a lot of the tools we talk about on the show, we'd love for you to check out the AI Hustle School community. So every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content. We have over 60 episodes here, basically tutorials, deep dives. And basically, these are all of the tools and tactics that we're personally using in our own businesses. So it's basically the stuff we can't share anywhere else. I break down like exact strategies, exact tools, exact prompts, all of that, how much money different side projects are making, how we're using AI to grow myself. I have a software company called AI Box, and I'm using AI all the time to help grow and scale that company. So we share all of like basically all the insider secrets there. We have over 300 members. Everyone shares amazing info in there. So yeah, we'd love to have you as a member of the community. It is a fantastic place. Go check it out. There's a link in the description. It's $19 a month. So that's a discounted price right now. If you lock it in, you can lock that in. It won't ever be raised on you. But yeah, go check it out. Link in the description. All right, Jamie, tell us what you're most excited about going on right now with 11 Labs. This is some big news. And I think the biggest part is that it claims that everything it generates is cleared for commercial use.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think one of the most exciting things about this announcement is the commercial use, you know, policy that they have, because, you know, we're all about our side hustles around here and making extra money. And as Jaden kind of went into a little bit of detail about, he makes around, you know, last I heard, $2,500 to $3,000 a month off of music streams. And this is going to allow him to scale in a big way. So he's a big, you're a big Suno AI user right now.
Yes.
But I'm really excited personally about 11 Labs because they've kind of been the king of voice ever since, you know, they launched. They've been, you know, really good at voice emulations. And I had the chance to go check out some of their demos and was super impressed at the vocals specifically in the song. So, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, Jaden, but Suno, at least when it first came out, was very heavy on the musical side of things, like your you know, post-production, you know, splitting up tracks, coming up with actual music, where and maybe not quite as strong in the vocals, although I think they have improved a lot, where this one right away to me sounded pretty natural. I mean, pretty indistinguishable, honestly, if I'm going to be completely honest. So, but maybe correct me if I'm wrong. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I've been listening to some demos and I think it's really impressive. I'll actually play one. Let me know if you can hear this.
I can't hear it.
Can you hear that?
I can't. No.
Oh, you can't. Oh, I may not have shared it correctly. I'll figure that out. But in any case, so I've been really impressed. Like you mentioned, a big part of it is getting the voice right. I think everyone has kind of heard recently there was an AI band that went viral for basically it had got over a million monthly listeners is an AI band. And mostly it went viral, I think, because a lot of news journals were covering like there's this AI band that's getting a ton of listeners. And then of course everyone had to go listen to see like how legit it sounded. But I think that kind of put a lot of people's attention on AI generated music and how like it actually can sound pretty good. What I will say with Suno, you can get good vocals out of it, but it does take a lot of retries and you really got to fine tune it. And I've definitely had times when the vocals just didn't sound great. So if there's other players in the space that are able to make the vocals sound better, I'm definitely very excited about that. And I'll be pretty excited. So I think Suno's one of those players. They have a ton of really cool styles. Listening to their demos, it sounds pretty dang good. They have everything I think that Suno has as far as generating the music, but Suno, because they've been around for longer, I think has a lot more integrated features. One of the cool features with Suno that I'm not seeing here yet is basically the ability to generate a song and then get it split into different stems. So like you could have the guitars and an independent stem, the guitar drums an independent stem, the bass an independent stem, the piano, the vocals, the harmonies. So you have all these different layers. And when you're, I guess when you're like working with a song, that's usually how you do it. And so if you don't want to have to just try to one shot it for like a real artist, this is basically like you have to have this to make it useful. Now, for everyone, I don't think it's necessarily, because like if you're making just background music for like a corporate video on YouTube, you don't really need all those stems and all that fancy stuff. But like if you're an actual artist, you'll want that. So I think Suno's going to win right there. But I don't think 11 Labs is probably super far behind. But as far as making good music, it feels like 11 Labs has kind of an edge on maybe one shot quality, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know, because another really, you know, useful thing that Suno does is the ability to kind of create your own artist or your own avatar on there, and then you could recreate different songs using the same style or same vocals even. I wonder if they have this capability yet where you can kind of create your own art, essentially digital artist, or if you would have to and maybe the answer is right now you could use this in combo with Suno to be able to produce multiple albums of the same sound and things like that.
Yeah, that's one of the big struggles that Suno did solve. So I'm excited to have another player in the industry. They're just brand new, so it's going to take them a minute before they can come out with all of the really cool, all of the really cool features we love. They do have broad commercial use. They do have narrative tone sync. They do have multilingual, so they can do multiple languages. They have natural language input, which is kind of cool. Studio grade audio. All of this stuff sounds great, but there's just a lot of features that I think Suno has kind of nailed down that make it quite good. For example, with Suno, you can upload a song and say like, hey, make a cover of this song, which is really useful if you basically like get a piano or a guitar, you sing your song and play it with one instrument as a voice memo. Then you can have Suno make a cover of it with just making the basically redoing all the production in the background. So for a real artist, like basically the workflow that I would recommend a real artist using would be sing it and on a piano or a guitar, sing the song and play it, upload it, get it to remake the whole background in whatever style you want, and then re-sing to make sure it syncs up with that background really well. And then boom, you have like a whole song with all of the productions done. This is what you would do if you had an actual producer. Like that's the exact same workflow. You'd send them the voice demo, they would make a whole production, they'd send it back to you, and then you'd re-record on top of the new production. So it's a workflow that most artists are familiar with, and 11 Labs doesn't have the capability of doing that. They can't break it down, but I think they're in the right direction with the commercial use, and it is really high quality. So it's good for ad campaigns, games, podcasts. There's a ton of use cases. Yeah. But I think for like musicians, not quite there for musicians yet.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I think, as a YouTuber or someone who produces video, or if you're even making videos for other companies, this is going to basically allow you to have your own custom, royalty-free music you can use without, copyright issues, which is amazing. But like you said, if you're getting more deep into the music production side of things, where you want to have, a certain sounding guitar track and then a certain sound of drums, Suno still probably is the winner. Although I will say, like you've told me before, it all comes down to your prompt. So I would be curious to play around with this and see, what types of prompts generate different results. Maybe you can get really specific with it. Just to be determined yet. I haven't had a chance to play around with it. So
yeah, I'm super curious what data set 11 Labs used to actually train the model. I know no one likes to say what it was, but saying it's cleared for commercial use feels like maybe they use like a data set that they like paid for. I have no idea. It's definitely going to be interesting. We'll see what happens. And yeah, excited to have another player in the arena for sure. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to leave us a rating or review, or like the video over on and subscribe over on YouTube. And as always, make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School community. If you want more in-depth breakdowns on how to use a lot of these tools we talk about on the show here, all of that's on the school community. Demos, tutorials, I share how I make music over on Suno, all the tips and tricks I use, how much money I make from it, a whole bunch of interesting stuff. So you can go check that out over on the AI Hustle School community, linked in the description. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you in the next episode.